This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Nobody and Bonnie in the studio with you tonight. And we've been, again, as I think as deeply as we can for being outside of Ottawa, being here in New Hampshire, where we're doing this show, to cover as much as we can of what's happening with the Freedom Convoy there. We've been as deep into this as I think we could be in the last couple of weeks as the protest there is entering into its third week here. Don't want to keep recapping every single time we talk about it, but there is a lot to say on this issue where a large number of people have parked their trucks and other vehicles in downtown Ottawa, Canada, in protest of the various different vaccine mandates and other COVID-related restrictions that have been in place across Canada in the last couple of years. So they want to see things get rolled back, and it looks like some things are being rolled back, or at least that's what the premiers say in some of the different provinces in Canada. And we can talk about what's happening, what is supposedly going to be happening there in Ontario in just a moment. But the latest news we've been discussing is the fact that Justin Trudeau, as the Prime Minister of Canada, has invoked what is called the Emergencies Act. And this is basically some sort of people are saying it's going to be martial law. It's not clear whether or not the military is going to be called up at this point, but it's certainly,
I think they're definitely being called up. It's just unclear if they're going to respond.
Well, it certainly could involve the military, and we will see how this this pans out. Of course, he is claiming that there are threats that need to be addressed. It's suggesting that the protesters are, quote, dangerous.
Yeah, well, he more than suggested it. He said we cannot allow dangerous activities to continue, saying,
right.
I mean, implying that they're happening.
A threat to his authority.
That's what this
is. Respect my authority.
This is a threat to the state. It's a threat to the legitimacy. So it's not a violent threat. It's a threat to the status quo and what people think about the impotency or the willingness of the state to, you know, do its evil.
When he says we're going to be protecting people's jobs, I don't know who he would be talking about if not the government's jobs.
Great point.
Yeah. I'd be curious. I'd like to look up what he tweeted during the Black Lives Matter protests down here.
And compare and contrast to how he's being now. Did they have BLM in Canada? I was thinking the city.
They did. They didn't have to be fair, the Black Lives Matter protests were mostly peaceful in that, most of them stayed peaceful.
Sure.
But the ones that did get violent violent to the point where people were killed.
Yeah.
And buildings were burned. And so I'd really like to see if he had any words on that.
Great question. If you happen to know, give us a call. In the meantime, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about the state of emergency in Ontario and this new Emergency Powers Act that they're putting into play for apparently the very first time. But we actually have a caller from Canada. Jody is on the line listening in Calgary. Go ahead, Jody.
Well, it's not the Emergency Measures Act. It's the War Measures Act. They just gave it a nice, calmer name.
Oh.
His daddy, when his daddy was prime minister, he invoked the War Measures Act when Quebec separatists kidnapped the politician. The FLQ kidnapped the politician. And Pierre Trudeau enacted the War Measures Act and got the military out to hunt down the kidnappers and deal with them. So
do you believe that the military is going to be deployed in this matter? Today?
No. We have the RCMP, and they have sort of a military arm called JTF, Joint Task Force 2. And they're down in Alberta. They're down at the southern border at Coutts, dealing with that right now.
What's going on in the southern border in Alberta? I have not heard a lot about this. Is this the one with the, all the like the horseback riders that are out in protest?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a major border crossing called Coutts, and although it doesn't do as much trade as the Ambassador Bridge between Ontario and Michigan, it's pretty close. Lots of oil, lots of cattle, et cetera, move through there. And then farmers and locals had put up a blockade.
Really?
And they're still down there. And there's just people, more and more people going down there every day. And with Trudeau doing what he did today, it's just going to get worse.
I just downloaded a Provinces of Canada quiz game on my phone so I can bone up on these things. But do you happen to know what state that border crossing goes to in the, on our side?
Montana.
Okay, that's the Montana crossing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had three major blockades. We had the one on the Ambassador Bridge between Ontario and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
That's now been broken up, but apparently people are going to go back and reblockade that.
Really?
There's one in Alberta, down at Coutts between Alberta and Montana. And then in Manitoba, there's one in Emerson, Manitoba, between Manitoba and North Dakota.
What do you think the chances are of, I think they call it a vote of no confidence in a parliamentary system that would remove Trudeau from office? That can happen at any time, right?
It can, but they need, in Canada, the majority is the Liberals, the official opposition is the NDP, and the NDP are pretty close with the Liberals. So if everybody who's all the MPs with those two parties stick together, then that won't happen. However, if the Governor General of Canada gets, I think it's 99,000 people writing into her saying we want him removed, then they have to remove him.
Hmm.
So that's something else that's going on right now.
Is the MPP the same as the Conservative Party with the blonde lady?
No. NDP is the National Democratic Party. They're far left. They're pretty much socialist.
Oh, okay.
Now, you're about 3 hours from the border there in, you're calling us from Calgary, which is sort of like, that. Is that the capital there in Alberta?
No, it's the biggest city of our capital is Edmonton.
Edmonton, okay. And so you're...
The Queen City, they call that.
You are about 3 hours away from the border. Have you been down to Coutts to actually see it for yourself?
Yeah, we went and we didn't go down the Coutts. We went down the Milk River because you can't get down the Coutts because a couple miles south of the Milk River, the police have a blockade set up.
They blockaded the whole town?
Yeah, you can drive through the town, but then you can't drive about 3 miles south of it because they have a blockade because they didn't want any more people driving down the Coutts.
Mm.
But what the farmers down there are doing is they're finding people and they're letting people drive through their fields so that they can get the Coutts and get to the blockade.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we took some food down, but the past 2 weekends in Milk River, it's normally a town with around 600 people, and the past 2 weekends there's been around 15,000 to 20,000 people there.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Okay, so yeah, we've not heard much about what's been going on in Coutts. So is the same thing happening there where there's actual truckers that are parked, blocking the entrance into Canada? Or can you kind of describe the scene?
Yeah, no, it's a four-lane divided highway, and they usually have one lane open to traffic because that's sort of the agreement that the protesters made with the government officials. But they blockade it sometimes. But there's truckers, but there's also farmers who have combines and other equipment down there. And good luck towing some of that stuff. Some of that stuff is pretty big. But it's growing. It's growing. And when they had the horse riders, there was roughly 200 people on horseback. But the more Trudeau pushes back, the more things are going to ramp up. And in Alberta, we tend to be, at least in the southern part of the province, libertarian, because when the United States let farmers enclose their land and put up fences, a lot of the free grazers in the states moved up here to southern Alberta. So there's just sort of a libertarian attitude in this part of the province. And as things get worse, we're going to push back. I mean, one of the scary things is that they're regulating, the feds are regulating crowdfunding platforms and cryptocurrency. under the Terrorist Financing Act now. And the rumor
Whoa.
Is that
Good
people
Lord.
Who donated $25 or more to either the GoFundMe or to Give Then Go are possibly going to be having a visit from the police.
Jody, can you hang
around?
Yeah, can you hang on with us and keep talking? I don't know if you got time for it, but we'd love to keep
you
on.
Yeah, sure.
All right, great. More with Jody calling us from Calgary, telling us about the Coots border crossing, which sounds like a pretty interesting protest.
I saw a video of it with lots of horses.
The horseback riders.
Around.
Yeah, more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta. Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Johnny in the studio tonight, and of course you can bring up anything you want, although we are focusing so far tonight on the protests in Canada, which our coverage has focused on the Ontario stuff. Ottawa, of course, is the primary focus of most of the people, but they're also now doing these border crossing freezes, if you will, where people are parking on the way into Canada in the middle of the road, basically, and stopping any kind of traffic from coming across the border. That's what was happening on the Windsor Ambassador Bridge between Windsor and Detroit. The police came in there over the weekend and used the threat of violence and actual violence to get people to leave and then arrest those people who wouldn't leave. But we haven't actually covered Coots or any of the other border crossings. And Jody is on the line, thankfully, tonight. He's calling in from Calgary, there in Alberta, which is the province that is not the westernmost province, but almost the second westernmost province. So you got British Columbia on the coast there with Vancouver, and then east of that is Alberta, and then Coots is the major border crossing in the province of Alberta.
And Calgary is where we saw in 2020 a video of a church congregation that shouted the police out.
Really?
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But then they later went to his house and arrested him.
What did they shout him out over?
They were just saying, get out. You're not welcome here. Get out.
COVID mandates?
Yeah, they were trying to shut him down for COVID.
Because they had a gathering of, a lot of people.
Very cool. Jody, you're back with us, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, that person you're talking about is Pastor Arthur Pulowski. He was shouting Nazi because he's from Poland and he's used to the Solidarity movement, so he knows what he's talking about. But he's just been arrested for the fourth or fifth time. He's in the remand center up here right now, because he was going to go down. He was down at Coots and then he came back and he was going to go down again. So the police decided to go to his house and just arrest him at his house and throw him in jail.
Wow. For what?
Wow. You
know what incitement. Incitement.
Incitement.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you call it the remand center. Is that the equivalent of the county jail?
Yeah.
Okay.
He being held for want of bail?
No. He has to spend so much time in there.
They're holding him without.
I suspect they'll keep him in there until I think they're going to move everybody from Coots.
This sounds like it's right out of Cuba.
Yeah.
I mean, just arrest the people you think.
Maybe you learned some stuff from his dad.
Yeah.
It's strange because our province, we don't have the Vax passport anymore. We don't have to use the QR code. They dropped it.
Okay, but what haven't they dropped? I mean, that's been getting some headlines that's going away in some places. In fact, that's one of the stories I had tonight is that now they're even talking about removing it in Ontario. So they did drop it, or are they planning to drop it on the 28th of this month?
No, it's gone. It's as soon as the protesters at the Coots border crossing closed all lanes of traffic, the very next day, all of a sudden the QR code was dropped.
What a coincidence!
Yeah, just a coincidence. Nothing to do with the truckers down there.
No, of course not. Total coincidence. Now,
the guy's daughter, right?
That's another province. We'll get into that.
Oh, okay.
But tell me this. I mean, are there still restrictions as far as mask mandates? Is there anything that's still in play in Alberta?
Well, they got rid of the mask mandates, so students in schools don't have to wear them.
Okay.
But they're still in force everywhere else.
Really?
The carrot they held overhead is, and this is why Coots is still happening, because Jason Kenney, our premier, came on and said that the mask mandates will go away if our hospitalizations go down. And, of course, all the protesters at the Coots border crossing were saying, no, that's not what we want. We want everything gone right now. And until everything is gone, the protesters aren't moving.
So
that's good, because, once you break a thing like that up, it's hard to put it back together.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So just to clarify, you're saying that no vaccine passport required to go places in Alberta, but still there's a province-wide mask mandate for, is it indoors, outdoors? What's the detail on
indoors. That? Indoors. Indoors. So if you go into the store, you got to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And some stores aren't enforcing it. More and more people wearing masks less and less often.
What if you have a medical exemption? Can you just say, I'm medically exempt and walk in with no problem?
Yeah, but a lot of stores won't recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of medical exemptions aren't given out. They really came down on the doctors and said, don't give these out, or we're going to take away your license to practice.
Okay, so at the border, at Coots, you've got, what would you say? You said you've been down there. I mean, how many, are there trucks primarily that are blocking? Are they completely blocked, or is there one lane open? What's it look like?
There's one lane open. They usually have around 100 people and 100 trucks, give or take a few down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
wow.
On the weekend, that swells up to about 15 to 20,000 people in Milk River, and then a couple thousand end up getting down the Coots, but then they have to go home on the weekend.
Right, and then you said that the government goons are actually blocking the main road into Coots from Milk River, which is the town north of there. So the road itself is blocked, but people are actually going through, with permission, private property farmlands. They're being allowed, the farmers are allowing people to drive on their property to get through the roadblocks?
Some of them are, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love this.
Yeah, so hopefully. I mean, but we still support the truckers in Ottawa because
sure.
In Canada, if we want to get on a plane or a train, we still have to put a QR code forward. So.
Ugh, it's awful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do they have that in America? I haven't flown to speak of since 9/11.
No QR codes in the United States at this time, but there are mask mandates on all flights. So.
Maybe permanent, I've been seeing.
Wow.
Well, who knows? We'll see. But, you know, maybe this protest is going to come to the U.S. Jody, what else can you share with us about what's going on out there that, you know, people don't know about not being reported in the mainstream media? Because I haven't heard any of this stuff tonight, so I really appreciate you being on.
All the smaller border crossings on the weekends, they'll have people blocking them.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the smaller, because there's multiple border crossings in each province, but...
Sure.
Last weekend, the border crossings from Alberta to Montana, all of them had blockades at one point. All the border crossings in BC. BC is starting up one in Osoyoos, and that borders, I think, on Idaho. And they're trying to build up the amount of people that are there. So things are actually building up instead of going away and winding down.
Nice.
How are people organizing? How are they getting together? How are they communicating? I mean, not being specific per se, but are there apps that are being used more so than others?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They tried Facebook, but of course Facebook shut everything down.
Right.
But things like Telegram is a big one that people are using.
Excellent.
And then the truckers have their own, like they all have their own CBs, and they have their own radio communications. So
right.
they're set to set. Set things up themselves. So,
and are the blockades only on the northbound side? People coming in are being blocked from the U.S. or are they blocking both sides?
They're both sides.
Okay.
In some cases, there are truckers and farmers from the United States blocking their roads too. So.
Oh, so there are there's participation on the southern side of the border, is what you're saying?
You bet.
Nice.
Is there a site we can promote for fundraising and news?
Hugging Trucker Fair House, but it's kind of down now.
That's the problem here, is the centralized fundraising sites are under attack.
What was it called?
Jody, if you want to hang...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will invoke emergency measures for the first time to give his Liberal government extraordinary powers in trying to end demonstrations against COVID-19 vaccine mandates that have paralyzed the capital, Ottawa, and continue to block some cross-border traffic. Trucker Mike Johnson is part of the protest.
I'm not going anywhere. Whatever, I made some phone calls and I rearranged my life, and me and most of these other men here and some women too. We're resolved, man. We're not going anywhere.
The Midwest and South are bracing for a new weather system. High winds and possible tornadoes are likely to be caused by thunderstorms heading east from Texas across the South on Wednesday and Thursday. On those same days, the northern parts of Kansas through northern Michigan are expected to see snow. USA Radio News. A Florida medical examiner is confirming Brian Laundrie killed himself. That comes nearly 4 months after his remains were found in a southwest Florida nature preserve. An autopsy report released by the Sarasota County medical examiner concludes Laundrie died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the left side of his head. The 23-year-old's remains were discovered in a park near a dry bag containing personal items, including a notebook. Also found nearby was a revolver containing two live rounds and one spent round of ammunition. The FBI announced last month that Laundrie took responsibility in the notebook for killing his fiancée, Gabby Petito, whose remains were found weeks earlier in Wyoming. The Daytona International Speedway will have a sold-out crowd this weekend for the Daytona 500. Events are running Tuesday through Saturday, with the Daytona 500 taking place Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Canadian protests, the freedom convoys that have not just taken to the border crossing over at Windsor and Detroit. That's been making a lot of headlines. There also are others that are not making the headlines, at least not out this way. I'm sure they are in Calgary, where over at the Coutts border crossing, that is on the border between Montana and Alberta province. Nobody's got something playing on his... Is that your phone? Nobody over there?
Yeah, I'm trying to turn it off.
Yeah, and my sound is turned off. So
now it is. All right, I appreciate that. So we're talking about
it was then.
The Coutts
put this down.
Border crossing, where there are protesters that have been there for a number of days, and they have not been stopped at this point. Although apparently there is a headline that 13 people were arrested. We got Jody on the line in Calgary. He called in to give us a heads up to this situation where the government goons have blocked off traffic coming to, so there's the blockade by the truckers at the border, and then the government has blockaded the roads getting down to Coutts from the town that is to the north there, but people are going through farmland with the permission of some of the farmers to get around the government's border, or they're not border blocks, but they're the roadblocks.
Which is super cool.
Which is amazing. And Jody, you were just telling us that it's not just Coutts, it's basically every smaller border. So Coutts is the big one there in Alberta, but all the smaller ones in the province are also being blockaded, at the very least on the weekends. People will show up and block all but one lane of traffic to show their strength, but also not completely stop people from being able to come into Canada. And And I just wanted to continue, since you've been so gracious as to sit with us here now going on our third segment with you. Appreciate all, you know, the kind of the inside scoop. You've been down there. You've participated in this. Did you hear about the arrest of 13 quote-unquote militant protesters in Coots?
Yes, none of the truckers. It's none of the farmers. People are thinking it's just either idiots who decided to go down, or just government stooges.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely peaceful. It's what the RCMP did the other night. There's some heavy equipment down there, like some diggers, mm-hmm. that people, and some cranes that people raise flags up on, and the RCMP went in and cut a lot of the hydraulics to a lot of the machinery.
Whoa!
So they actually went in and sabotaged people's equipment, hoping that would be intimidating. And you can see videos of it. And the RCMP are going in, so they have JTF-2, which is Joint Task Force 2. It's like a military arm of the RCMP, and they're walking through these peaceful protesters with their AR-15 rifles. And the protests are saying, "What do you got your guns, dude? Like, what's the point? We're not doing anything." So there's lots of intimidation tactics and sabotage. And I mean, I wouldn't believe a thing I read in the media about what's going on there. Because they have a vested interest. And then Trudeau spent more than $100 million that he gave out to media outlets across Canada.
Wow.
At the start of the school. So they have a vested interest in maintaining his, you know, what he wants them to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what
paid for media, isn't that special?
That's what I love about the fact that you called in tonight, because we've been wanting anybody from maybe Ontario during the protests to call in or anything like that, because we can only learn so much from social media, because, I mean, obviously we don't want to take the words of
the mainstream
yeah. media.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate your call tonight. Now, we were just getting into the fundraising question, because you had asked the question, is there a fundraiser? Is there some place that people can go to contribute? And
I mean, I was hoping for some place where they could go and contribute cryptocurrency, because it seems like contributing dollars, be they American or Canadian, is dead.
Well, that's the interesting thing, is the cryptocurrency fundraiser met its goal of 21 bitcoins raised in a matter of just a few days, and I figured that it would still be online. I thought, because what happened with the Bitcoin fundraiser was at a website called TallyCoin. TallyCo.in is the website, and we shared the specific URL for the fundraiser earlier, I don't know, last week when it was going. Mm-hmm. They hit 10 Bitcoin first. That was the first goal, and then they moved it to 21 because they made their goal. So I'm like, all right, let's keep going. And so they moved it up to 21 Bitcoin, and they hit that goal too. So I figured they would just raise it to 30 or 40 or something like that, but it appears to be gone. So the fundraiser, I guess they've distributed the Bitcoin and they've moved on. Why they don't just start maybe they have started one up and I don't know about it. Have you heard?
FunGo was hacked off the net for a while there, so they may be under attack.
Yeah, go ahead, Jody. What have you heard?
They have started a Monero. And Telegram, if you go to Freedom, the user group is Freedom Convoy Uncensored, and ask around in there, and they'll fill you in. But they have, I don't know the details, but I know they have started the Monero, and they are taking Monero right now.
They can't
use these GoFundMe or GiveSendGo, because they're just going to get set down. And the banks in Canada can now freeze any accounts without a court order under the War Measures Act. So.
Wow. Yeah, because we had talked about how TD Bank, even prior to the War Measures Act, TD Bank had frozen the accounts of the people who had received funding from GoFundMe. There was a little bit that was released from GoFundMe a little while back, and that got frozen by TD Bank. And the GiveSendGo, I guess, has also allegedly been frozen, you know, whenever they tried to withdraw.
It's definitely been frozen. There's a court order.
Well, but GiveSendGo said that they were not going to obey the court order because they are not in Canada, number one. That's the number one reason why they're not, they don't care. Like, all right, well, we're going to send this money anyway, and then, well, guess what? The banks froze it. So,
right.
You know, you cannot use these centralized fundraising. I mean, GiveSendGo did the best they could, but once the money's out of their hands, it's into the hands of a Canadian bank, and they're going to do whatever the government says to do.
And you can't move it without going through a bank if it's dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so sad, you know, that that's the situation, but that is.
Well, as a crypto enthusiast, I gotta say, it's such a wonderful illustration of why we have to have crypto and the crypto market has to stay free.
Give us that Telegram group again for people, Jody, they can check out if they want to get the links to the Monero fundraiser.
It's, Freedom Convoy Uncensored.
Right.
With Uncensored being all capital letters.
All right. And that's it's just a big chat room?
Yeah, as soon as I typed in Convoy, that was like the second result that pops up on Telegram.
How many people are in there, Bobby?
22,000, I think it
said. Wow!
And the third post I saw was them discussing Monero.
That is fantastic. Now, interesting thing about Monero, of course, as a privacy coin, is you can't really have a meaningful website with a counter on it, right? Like, because you have no idea.
You can by reproducing what your wallet is telling you about your balance.
True, but the way the Bitcoin ones work is they set an arbitrary number. In this case, it was 21 Bitcoin last week that they wanted to raise. Mm-hmm. And then they just eyeball the wallet and they say, okay, we hit 21. Yay, you know, the meter gets filled up. Mm-hmm. With Monero, you really don't have an easy way to monitor the transactions because they're completely
your
private.
Your Monero wallet will tell you what's in it.
Correct. So I guess if the person who's receiving was to somehow have their view key public, then maybe they would be able to show people what was in there.
Or they could just look at the number on their phone and type it into the site.
Crypto, specifically Monero, is getting increasingly more important for it to be the main thing that people use to donate to the convoy, because I just found from this Telegram group that he suggested, apparently the emergency measures that Trudeau is enforcing now are also giving banks the power to suspend or freeze accounts of blockade supporters without a court order. Oh.
Yep. Jody, anything else you want to share tonight?
No. Since you guys moved out of Florida, your geography knowledge has improved vastly. Keep it up the top of the
Thank you, Jody. And please, keep in touch if you can. Presuming they don't throw you in a cage next, but give us a call, you know, whenever you got updates.
And feel free to join our Matrix server. I would love to have a group on there discussing this with people who are really in the know.
Yeah, that'd be cool. There are some Canadians on our Matrix server already in the On Air Now chat. Thank you, Jody. Definitely appreciate the extended discussion here tonight, and keep in touch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here and bring in whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. It doesn't have to be about the most interesting and important protest movement in recent years, but that's what we've been discussing, which is what's been going on up in Canada at multiple border crossings, and also, of course, around Parliament in Ottawa. We've got more to say about all of this, plus the hack against the GiveSendGo website, where now apparently their donor list has been released. Somebody hacked their site. We'll tell you more about that on the way. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
But we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And again, you can call in about anything you want. I think that's why we got Jack on the line. He's got something different to discuss. Calling us from Washington State. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Oh, Jack, do we have you? He was there before. Jack going once. Jack going twice. Well, I'm going to bring up what it was.
We got jacked.
That he mentioned. Nobody. He mentioned there was some sort of news regarding Clinton and Trump and some sort of controversy or conflict.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wanted to talk about that.
Two camps. So what's going on?
Well, I posted a story in Show Prep, but the short form is that there was a filing made in court by this character, I think his name is Durham or Dunham, who is researching Russiagate.
Which one's Russiagate?
Russiagate was the all you heard about when Trump was in office. Where
he was working for them, basically, was the allegation?
Or so they were claiming. Yeah. Well, there's been three indictments.
Mm-hmm.
now, and they have included a Clinton lawyer who was indicted for lying to the FBI because he brought them a bunch of information that was apparently designed to frame Trump, and he lied to them and said he was not doing this in service of any client, but in
but
truth
he worked for Clinton.
But yeah, in truth he was doing it apparently in support of the Clinton campaign.
Okay.
And they've indicted one of the Russians who gathered some of the information also for lying to the FBI. But they put in a filing just recently that, and I haven't read the filing, but it alleges that Clinton had paid various IT companies to spy on Trump at Trump Towers, at some medical insurance company, and also in the White House after he was in office. So that is serious felony territory. I mean, it could even be regarded as treason.
Now, are you saying that Clinton herself could be considered treasonous for this, or she'll probably snake away from whatever?
I don't know how many people are willing to fall on their sword for Clinton, but I have a very difficult time believing that this was going on without her knowledge, because I think underlings doing this kind of thing are going to make sure they're going to get some credit for it, and also, you know, probably want some assurance they're not going to get thrown under the bus, although, you know, I would trust Clinton as I would trust Adder's fang, as Hamlet put it. And so this is very serious stuff, and I would put it higher on the serious scale than Watergate, because it wasn't just a single incident, it was apparently ongoing, and it was you know, not only trying to gather what they call opposition research, but actually trying to frame the guy, which is that's pretty amazing, especially from a from somebody who's previously been you know, a high official in
Secretary
the government, you know, somebody who's connected, married to an
ex-president. Which is why nothing's going to happen to her. Right? I mean, she's connected, and Biden's in office. I mean, even if it was still Trump in office, the odds that she'll be brought up on charges are slim to none.
Don't you think that even her laptop thing where she had top secret
the emails
coming into her private computer, don't you think even that was kind of worse than Watergate in a way? I mean, and she just got away with that.
Well, the thing is, you can ascribe that to stupidity, but this is actually
malicious.
Yeah, it's malicious, and it's I would say that this is much more serious, serious than that was. you know, it's kind of jaw-dropping that this is coming out. Now, I don't know if she's gonna be protected. I suspect she will be.
Of course,
because
she will.
You know, they're in. But you never know. They had to let Nixon fall. You know, and I would be absolutely delighted if they lock her up. Lock her up. I mean, I'd be happy if Trump had the cell next to her too.
Yeah.
I'm no Trump lover, but wow, it would be a very exciting thing.
Yeah, it's hard for me. I mean, it's interesting what you're talking about. It's just hard for me to consider that would even be an option on the table for these guys.
If she got arrested, I would just assume that she was in some underground, paradise or something.
For rich politicians.
For rich politicians, mm-hmm. when they go in hiding or, you know, something like that. Or maybe underground doing MKUltra torturing of children or something, you know, something she would love.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, we don't know how she's held on to what level of power she has held on to, but certainly she's held on to
probably blackmail and threats.
Oh, I thought you were going to say black magic.
I think blackmail and threats probably played a big part of it.
Yeah.
But now we have Ghislaine Maxwell,
right, who's going to be facing sentencing soon.
Facing sentencing, and she's talking about naming names.
Which they didn't really do in the trial.
They didn't allow them to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hushed up during the trial. A lot of things were hushed up during the trial. But, you know, you never know. She might well be able to get some information out before she gets Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
And if that was a major source of power for Clinton, which is definitely possible because Clinton was on the
Lolita Express.
Exactly.
Multiple times.
So maybe he was a victim of blackmail, but maybe he was partaking of the blackmail also.
Could be.
So, because I've always thought the Epstein thing, Epstein is the weirdest pedophile in the world because it seems like he was trying to make these girls look older. And it seems like, it doesn't seem like, but he did set up in the Virgin Islands, where apparently they take the virgin part very seriously, because their age of consent is 19. Now, what kind
really?
Of a pedophile... Yeah, so even when Virginia, whoever, was 17, which would have been legal in New Hampshire...
Hmm. I'm seeing 18 here, according to Wikipedia.
Is it 18?
Yeah, it's 18.
It's still pretty bloody high. And, you know, he could have been in South Carolina, where it's 13.
That's not true either.
It was...
That might be if you're getting married with your parents' consent or something.
Yeah,
like
I know
that.
When I was down there, you could get married at 13 because they were trying to raise it to 18.
Wait, South or North?
During the... I'm not sure. I was in South. They were trying to raise it to 18, and I had some arguments with the Republican County Committee during the Ron Paul campaign.
South Carolina, according to Wikipedia, is 16. As the
They have raised it.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement,
and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.